Chris Hill was ripped on by a local sports media person on the radio. He released a statement and he said, hey, look, I felt like I got attacked. You know, this is paraphrasing here, but he's saying, look, I felt like I got attacked by somebody who just went after me personally. And so the Deseret News kind of followed up and did this article about what do you think about the BYU-Utah rivalry. And the thing that people took away from it was the conversation about this. He says, this is the statement from Chris Hill in the article with the Deseret News. He says, there are three groups. There's our fans who say, it's only 2 years off. We get to play Michigan here. It's not like every year we're not going to play them. It's not that big a deal. Take a couple years off, right? Then there's the media, bless their hearts, which is the equivalent of saying, no offense, which is, of course, when you want to inflict the most damage. He says, bless their hearts, but it kills their self-serving jobs.
Because we have nothing else to talk about in the entire sports world.
The irony is, here we are talking about it. Right. What are you going to talk about on the radio if you don't have the BYU-Utah game? What are you going to write about? And, of course, BYU wants us to play every year. He throws that in there.
No, it's and of course BYU wants
to play. So the most visible BYU-Utah fans in the entire building, Nadine Wimmer and Dave McCann joining us in studio. And I just wanted to throw it out there as the idea. And Dave, you took an interesting – I thought that you were going to go right at this thing, but you said that you feel like Chris Hill was kind of taken out of context a little bit on his initial comments.
I think so. And I wasn't in the room, so it's hard to say. But it's those two guys, Tom Holmo and Chris Hill, have tough jobs. They got to protect their coaches. They got to protect their program. And then they've got to find a way to get this game on with teams in one in a different league and the other an independent, and it's not easy, and they get dogged about it all the time.
Right.
It sounds like that Chris Hill had just kind of reached his boiling point. And I think Utah fans want this game just as much as BYU fans, but you got the fringes. I would take his three fringe thing and go, there's the ultra vocal minority fringe that are crazy radicals,
right. on either side,
right, on both sides, and then there's the other fringe on the other side of people who just don't care.
Yeah.
Just going to go to the game, but the rest of us are in the middle going, this is fun, we should play it because it's fun and it's been going on for 100 years, and I think that's where the most normal, right-minded thinking people are, and that's where Deanie and I are.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask Deanie. In that sense, he says, look, we've heard it loud and clear from Utah season ticket holders. They support our decision to take the hiatus from the BYU game. So, but what's the – do you think that this game is better played for Utah, that Utahns do better? The state of Utah is a better place from this game being played rather than not having it played?
Oh, I think no question that fans want the game. You know, it's great that Utah gets a chance to play Michigan and big teams like that. But like Dave said, I think the average fan likes a chance to go have fun and to trash talk their family members and their colleagues and do pranks. And, you know, it enhances the rivalry and the fun of the game.
Hold on. Did you say do pranks?
We love pranks.
Are we bringing that back into the Deanie? Are you a prankster in the office?
I've had a few pranks done on me,
and I
like
you're
a chance
a great
to do
sport
a few.
About it.
Why
the take game on?
You know what? Deanie is the easy target because she is not afraid on TV to say, "Hey, go Utes!" Right? You know, in a station that, you know, frankly, behind the scenes is pretty
50-50.
Yeah, it's pretty down the middle.
And when I'm sitting next to Mr. Voice of the Cougars,
well, look,
that doesn't help.
Yeah, blue tie on,
I
straighten
her out on a couple things.
No, it's fine. It's fine. That's okay. But that's what the rivalry's about, right? But do you think that there's that side of it that goes, look, it gets too ugly, and we don't need this kind of a thing, and something has to change for it to come back at a civil level?
Nothing will ever bring it back to a civil level. But you're right. It does get silly and ridiculous by the fringe that's going to be that way. But you know, the rest of us shouldn't lose that experience just because there's a certain few that make it unruly and rude and all that stuff. That's always been the case. And we don't need administrators to save us from it here in 2015. But I think, too, a lot of people say, oh, BYU has to have this game. They need Utah. They don't need Utah on the schedule, as you see in the years ahead. They're just fine loading up their schedule just like the Utes. This is a want thing. This is a, hey, we want to play this game because it's fun.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's one of those things that it's the quintessential collegiate moment is when you get to battle against your rivalry. And I think the athletic directors maybe listening too much to the hardcore fans and forgetting that, you know what, this is an opportunity for the players to go against a rival. Because it is, as much as you want to say it's like any other game, everybody in the world knows it's not just another game. And I hate
but
to
every
see the,
state has one of those.
Absolutely.
So it's not just, we're not just the only ones with this thing. Every state or in every rivalry, yep, it is the moment of the
yep
season.
And it's lopsided some years and it's not some other. And I told you guys this earlier. Correct me if you think this is my theory. I ran it past Dave earlier, and it was this. The way that BYU fans get the most out of this rivalry right now is if they can win, because they haven't for a while. And even when they were racking it up in the 80s, you know, on the Utes, and the Utes were going, holy cow, you know. And before then, when the Utes, you know, years before that, in the years that my grandparents can't even remember, when those games right were lopsided in favor of Utah, you know, I'm sure BYU was going, ugh, man. But they played the game every year.
Yeah.
And the game was lopsided or it wasn't. And now it's not lopsided. It's close every year. And Utah wins every year, it seems like, and at least in the last, you know, handful. But in that sense, too, I think BYU fans would get more out of it if they won and could go, yes, rub it in because we won. And then I think Utah fans get more out of it by saying, you guys don't matter. We don't care if we play you. What's your assessment? Deanie, what do you think?
Well, I think that might be true in some regards, but I think even though Utah fans say we don't care, we do care. We want that game. We want the interstate rivalry.
Yes.
And it's a lot of fun.
All right.
And you want to win.
I remember.
You want to win, sure. Yeah.
And when you're winning, why wouldn't you want to play all the time?
Keep playing.
I'd play you every game all day long if I could just keep beating you, because I love to beat you.
There's a cycle.
It never gets old.
There's a cycle to all of this. And the Utes have won four in a row. When BYU went 19-2 over 21 games with the Utes, I remember we were announcing a game. It was 49-0 at halftime. Ty Detmer was quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And we remember sitting around going, why are we even playing this game? The Utes don't even compete. And you know what? For a period of time, they didn't. And now we're in a cycle where BYU struggles to compete
right
with Utah. But that cycle is going to – that's what cycles
always
do.
Changing,
they
right
go back around. The key is you just keep playing through the cycle.
Yeah. All right. I want to take some texts on this. Is the rivalry good for the state, or is it something where you say it does need to take a hiatus? Or rain or shine, doesn't matter the attitudes of the even most fringe, ridiculous fans, it's nowhere near the crazy levels when it comes to some of these SEC
and look,
rivalries.
I know you're talking about BYU-Utah, but you throw in Utah State there, too, who gets to play up at Rice-Eccles here in a few weeks, and they play BYU each year. And after this season, they're done playing Utah. That's another team that is in this rivalry mix
that needs
kind
to
of
be
left out, but
yeah,
but needs to be yeah in, because they're passionate and they're good, and those are good games as well, and those are going away, at least from the Utah
but
side.
But you can't change rivalries. I mean, you can make it Utah and Colorado as much as you want, or maybe BYU
right
and Utah State, but it will never change BYU and Utah. It will always be the premier sporting event.
Sure.